The eagerness and the hunger of these people to hear the preaching of the gospel and to receive his blessed touch for body and soul cannot be put into words. Though thousands and thousands, surely more than 10,000, came to the altars for salvation during the meetings, thousands of others could not get through for the throng. And though a multitude of sick folk were reached and prayed for, other multitudes came more quickly than we could pray. Hundreds fasted and prayed for days, asking God to give them an opportunity to get in and be prayed for. Some were so desperately afraid that they could not get in on the next day that it was found necessary by the custodian of the building to organize a searching party to scour the building each night. Numbers of people would climb to the attic and scramble over a network of electric wires to seek a hiding place or creep beneath the gallery seats, taking a little bag of lunch with them, with the intent of hiding there till the morning meeting, when they would be sure to be admitted. On several occasions, after we had gone home, women and mothers were found who had locked themselves in the ladies' restrooms, where they had dragged heavy boxes and barricaded the doors, determined to spend the night in the basement so as to be in the building in the morning.
But why, Sister McPherson? Why did you not pray for these people?
Some horrified readers may ask. How could you be so heartless as to go home for a moment and leave the people so? My dears, we did pray. We prayed and prayed and prayed, and sang and preached and prayed again, hour after hour, day after day. Prayed till the audience swam in a mist before our weary eyes, and the floor heaved like the deck of a vessel, and our limbs seemed as though they would crumble under us. Prayed with smiling face, to encourage others, and yet ever with an aching heart, knowing thousands would be unreached. Prayed, standing on the brink of exhaustion, when sleep held out inviting arms, brushed back the weariness from our eyes and smiled again. We prayed on and on, each day and night, till at last workers picked us up bodily and carried us out to another long room, lined with sick and crippled, where we prayed oftentimes for at least an hour after the balance of our audience were in their beds. When at last we would wearily drag our footsteps to our waiting car in the alley, we would find there many who had stood clinging to our car for hours for just a brief word of prayer, and still they clamored to be saved and healed and be filled with the Spirit. For indeed, the harvest is plenteous and the laborers few.